Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Coming to you live from downtown Detroit, this is Benzinga's Pre-Market Prep.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome to Pre-Market Prep. Spencer Israel, Joel Elkanian. I know you could be watching the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, but frankly, who wants to watch that? When you can watch us, obviously. Thanks for joining us today. Smash that like button. Hit subscribe. We got a lot going on this morning. We, of course, have the earnings reports from yesterday's social media stocks blasting off today. Twitter, Snapchat, thank you very much. Credit Suisse boosting their price target on Facebook while they're at it. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Intel. We will talk about China in so much as Joel will tolerate it, but China basically taking their ball, saying to the for-profit education industry, we're going to take our ball and we're going to go home and you're going to go away. Basically, my entire down filter this morning is all Chinese stocks. So we're going to talk about that. JC Peretz will join us at 8:35. He's from All Star Charts. Great follow on Twitter. Jason Raznick, I hope, will join us after that. So we got a busy show. Before I throw it to Joel, and he recaps what happened overnight, a couple of housekeeping items. Two events I want to put on y'all's radar. First event, I mentioned this a couple days ago, is tomorrow, the next Benzinga Bootcamp. Okay, here's the link. It's BenzingaBootcamp.com. Tomorrow from 9 to 5, full day of education. That's tomorrow. And then the next event I want to put on your radar is not tomorrow. You have some time to put it on your calendars. It is this one. Pre-market prep, Joel and Dennis doing an event, an introduction to professional trading, August 21st, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. Joel, what are you going to be talking about?
Oh, my Lord. We have so many things and, 3 hours straight of education. We're also going to have Rob Friesen from Stock Odds joining us. And it's going to be interesting because the markets are going to be closed. And I think that, you know, we both do a lot when, you know, the markets are open and doing the show. But I think it's also important, you know, to concentrate on the things that are done before, you know, before the broadcast, the after hours trading, be able to ask some questions and not be distracted by this crazy market. So looking forward to that. I don't know what to say. This is such a, I guess you call it a diverse market. I mean, I don't know how you want to put it. S&P futures gapped up. I don't know if that was from some people talking overseas or the good earnings reports, but gapped up, never looked back. And I'm just going to give one number today, 43.84.5. That's the all-time high. We came within a buck of it, buck and a half. So that's our target right now on the upside. After that, who knows? What a week in the markets. Crude continuing to rebound here, now working its way towards 72. We did get to 72.11. I don't know. They're cutting, they're adding. I don't know what they're doing, but what I do know is crude is up for the fourth day in a row. Gold sinking under 1800, down 980 at 1795.80. Silver going the same way, down 15 cents at 25.23. Bitcoin hanging in there, even though, you know, you think it would be up because Jack said, hey, this is going to be a big part of our company moving forward. That's down $135 at $32,280. And Ethereum's going the opposite way. That's up $27.25. Spencer?
Yeah.
I just don't know where to start today.
Let's just start with what we know, which is Twitter and Snapchat.
Okay.
We'll start with Twitter. We'll go to Snapchat next. Both reports were incredible. If you missed it, we did stream the Twitter earnings call on our channel yesterday at 6 p.m. You can watch it. There were some audio issues. I think that was on their end, just so you know. Anyway, Twitter, great quarter for them. Let's bring the chart up. Here we go. Bring the numbers up in Pro. Here we go.
Whoa, 77. Hold on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, it was that kind of a quarter. Twitter, adjusted EPS, 20 cents versus a 7 cent estimate. Sales, $1.19 versus $1.06 billion. Q3 sales guidance coming in higher than estimates as well. Monetizable daily active users, that's the number of users that can be served ads, 206 million versus 186 million estimate. A lot of good news here. It was their best revenue growth in like 7 years. Even though they expect to see expenses rise, they expect to see revenue outpace the increase in expenses. And the big thing was, how will Apple's new privacy policy for the iOS, how will that affect Twitter? Twitter said, not so much, actually, because we get most of our revenue from brands who don't necessarily rely as much on tracking or followers throughout the internet, or following people throughout the internet, as these ad platforms do. So Twitter saying the Apple's new privacy changes won't affect them as much as maybe we initially thought. To go with great numbers, good quarter, good forward-looking numbers, and it was all pretty much good news for Twitter.
Wow, what a blast. The right off the headline number, 76.70. And you have backed off $3 from that. So I'm going to throw that out right now. And then I'm going to say, hey, when people got up this morning, a little bit more level headed, 74 is going to be my potential resistance. And that's just based on the pre-market trading, and seems to be holding 72 here. So gap fill, that would take you down all the way to 70.13. It got a little overdone. To see what they can do it in the regular session. Once you get below, above 74, looks wide open. I mean, this high is not even coming into play here at 70. Well, I guess 73.22. If you just want to play it closer to the belt, forget about the pre-market action. Focus on your dailies. Let's see what happens at 73.22. That was your April 14th high. Full disclosure, long Twitter, yeah. Always tempted to sell it into a report because, you know, it usually does you know what off the reports. Let's see how it's going to react to a big up report. See, if, I don't know. I'm not looking for a big reversal in this today. It's up. It's finally had a good report. Finally operating on all cylinders.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing with Twitter, right? For so long, it was the question of, okay, can they grow in line with what we're used to seeing from their peers, right? And also, can they monetize? The monetization has been weak. But it seems like the winds are changing. I'm getting just this general feeling in the air that, and you can, I mean, it's reflected in the stock this morning, this general feeling that maybe Twitter's figuring things out on the monetization front. Maybe it took them a while, but maybe they're starting to figure things out here. They talked about spaces. They talked about tip jars and super followers and allowing.
Yeah, what's up with that thing? Did they give any reports from that? Did they have some kind of paid service or some kind of addition? Did they mention that at all?
I don't know if they mentioned that. So I'm not sure what you're referring to, because they've got several balls on the air right now. But the big thing is, they're super focused on allowing people to monetize their own Twitter followers. Okay. That seems to be what the big focus is right now.
Okay.
And it seems like they're starting to figure things out. And again,
how many years have we been saying that?
It's just a feeling that I have. I don't own the stock. It's just a feeling that I have. It seems like, and you know, they talked about being more nimble on the conference call. They talked about doing more quick experiments, ending things if they don't work. Like they just ended their Snapchat copy, the fleets, that's over with. They just talked about being more nimble and doing more fast experiments and moving quicker. It seems like they're starting to figure things out on the monetization front. So it's just a general vibe that I'm getting.
Okay.
But, yeah. So I'm certainly bullish before being bearish here on Twitter.
Okay. All right. Once again, I'll just, you know, the way we're trading now, that crazy action, I personally, I not planning on doing anything today. No. You do have some options, people, that I don't know what the 70s or 71s or 72s or 73s. Well, 73s aren't in the money right now. But you got to be aware of that. And we'll see what happens. 73, 22, 74. And then that was a little bit of overshoot on the upside, just over 72 holding support. And Snap is up a heck of a lot more. How'd they do? Right.
Real fast, you just freaked me out because I thought it was the third Friday of the month. And no, it was the fourth Friday of the month.
Yeah, no options. Yep. No expiration. Okay.
Snapchat, same story. Huge quarter. EPS, 10 cents versus an estimate of a 1 cent loss. Sales of 982 million versus 844 million. Q3 sales guidance above estimates. Daily active users up 23% year over year to 293 million. Blowout numbers. What else did they say? They guided Q3 revenue to increase 59% year over year. Pretty much every number beat the consensus estimate. They also did say that, and again, I'm going to go back to Apple's new privacy policy, where you can basically, where the app will ask you, do you want this app to track your data? And you can say yes or no. Snapchat said that they are seeing the opt-out being adopted more slowly than expected, which I guess is good news for them. But long-term is still unclear. It really just depends on when you update your app, right? Because we're just getting into the beginning of this thing. So, cause Apple just rolled this out this year. So, I guess we'll see, but the bottom line is that in terms of the hard numbers, the things that we know, Snapchat just blew it away last quarter
and blew it away. Yeah. New all time high here. And boy, oh boy, it's at the highs of the pre-market session right now. You made a high at 74.40, but I mean, they're not giving it back.
Yeah,
it's been up here. I mean, it's obviously, it got bid up in the after hours. It stayed bid until 8 o'clock and it's bid now. So I don't know if it's the old bid it up to sell it trick. Sure doesn't look like it. I don't know if someone's, what the short interest is in this one, but 74.80 as our 74.40 pre-market high. That's above the all-time high. All-time high was made in February at 73.59. And I know it's not a food stock, but what do? These things are breaking out like this. Where do you sell or you don't sell? You just move your stock. I mean, it's CMG. Just kept on going. Domino's Pizza kept on going. And I know Mark mentioned yesterday that it's been like, sell the news on earnings season, but in banks.
Yeah.
Not in
restaurants, not in social media stocks. So those two critical exceptions, but everything else.
Yeah.
It's still early. I think it's obviously, I'm joking because it's still early because the big week is next week. But
Yeah. So that's what I could give you on that. And then HCA, what did that do? Did that give you? I mean, it's giving you some red candles after the gap and go, but it's like it's not that big, thick red candle where you go up and make a new all-time high and then come down. So, these stocks are looking good.
So while we're on the sector, let's just stick with social media. Facebook this morning catching a Credit Suisse maintained their outperform, but they raised their price target. We have a new street high price target. Credit Suisse is saying Facebook's going to 480.
480?
480 is what Credit Suisse said.
And, maybe not today.
Well, I think...
This is busting out a new all-time high once again. What was the former all-time high made not too long ago? Just under 360 at 358.49. So you can see that if you get a little bit of selling. But once again, here's a scenario where the stock is up a lot at 60, a high of 62.48. It's at 61.82, and it's still bid. So, man, there's not, a lot of times you get the high, you get the pullback, and you think, maybe like the Twitter, but this is up here and it's holding the bid. So better off maybe just moving your stop up to some area and get taken out on, you know, some downside momentum as opposed to trying to pick in the top.
And yes, Quatruce, Pinterest is following suit this month.
Yeah.
In the whole darn sector.
The whole world, the whole social media play.
Basically. Yeah.
Well, this one's not at an all-time high yet. It came off.
Is that a buy signal?
Yeah, I guess in this market. What do we have if you're trading pins? It's a little bit tighter of a market. Not quite the momentum. 77.89 if you're looking for another target in there. Right now it's 76.54 for pin interest.
All right. I just lost one of my screens here, the screen that had Benzinga Pro on it. So I think I have to go under my desk. But anyway, let's go to Intel. I don't know.
Yes, I still own Intel.
I don't know what the numbers were because I just lost one of my screens. But here's what I have some notes here that if not the actual EPS and sales. Bottom line for Intel, this I thought was the money quote. We have seen supply chain inflation happening faster than we are electing to pass through to our customers. In other words, they're sort of between a rock and a hard place here, and they have not great pricing power. So the stock, you know, obviously you can see on the chart, volatile after hours. I don't think the numbers were particularly great, but no. I can't see them right now because I just lost the screen. So I'm going to go fix that, and you can go do the chart.
All right. You're 60 cents off the low, 54. That's a good number. The fact that you bounced 60 cents from it, that's also a daily low at 53.84. Fact that we bounced 60 cents often makes me think, hey, if you come back down, you're going to find some buyers here for whatever reason. I won't be one of those buyers yet. And then also, what else can we tell on this one? It seems pretty firm. I mean, I think you got a scalper in here, and he's basically going to go bid at 54, offered at 55. And where do you have to? You got a ways to go to get to the top of or the bottom of yesterday's range at 55.68. But it looks kind of like a trade to range day, 54.55 Intel, and kind of in the middle right now.
Okay, so here we go on Intel because I got the numbers back. The EPS was okay. They had a low bar to clear on the guidance. They raised their guidance. Here's what they also said. They expect to see chip shortages bottom out in the second half of this year, but it will take another 1 to 2 years to have a complete recovery from the chip shortages. So there's your timeline now. 1 to 2 years in Intel. This is like a wait and see type of situation, probably, right? Like this could end up working out long term, but it could be a brutal 1 to 2 years in the meantime. So wait and see on Intel, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the most positive forecast. And no. We'll see, you know, what this new guy's in here doing, but doesn't look like it's an immediate turnaround. Had the big pop on the day that happened. And how the heck that? How did I lose a bet to you on this thing? Wasn't it like 60?
I don't remember. Yeah.
When I was in it, I took a bearish bet and ended up losing on it. I don't know.
Yeah. I remember that. I don't remember what the numbers were, but I remember that happening. All right. Let's talk about what you don't want to talk about right now.
Well, wait, real quote. Dakota sure. Brown, if you put a stop loss in a stock, does it show up as a sell order at a particular place on the order book?
Good question.
No, it does not. No, it does not show up on the book.
It will show up on the, like, if you place like a stop limit and it gets to that price and that then becomes like a market order, then it will show up on the book. That's my understanding. But if you're going to just throw out a stop order out there, then no. Then what Joel said, I think, is right. You know, all right, here. Cold Blooded wants to talk about TLT. Let's talk about TLT, and then we'll go to the Chinese stocks. What's TLT doing this morning? I admittedly haven't looked in like an hour.
All right.
Pretty well.
A little bounce. No. Bad day yesterday. I don't know if we had some economic data out or whatever. It's still... it's down. It's down $1.44 after the up day yesterday. So you should be good for your banks here.
Yeah.
Yep. It's good for your banks. Just a big rally, I think, in your TLT off the low for really no specific reason, right? We're still all worried about interest rates. And so, you know, when you have a big move like this and there's always retracements and pullbacks. So that's what you're getting today. You're through I see some support at 148 still. I guess you're opening in yesterday's low here in TLT, 148.06. So that was exact low from yesterday, and it looks like it's trying to hold in there. So see what happens at the bottom of yesterday's range. I still don't understand why the bonds rallied like that. You know, I don't understand the inflation thing. Just about every guest we come on, we talk about it. And I just think it's something you just got to put out of your head and just not think about it. And, you know, because ultimately, you know, the TLT is going up is a good indicator for stocks. And that certainly came true this week.
All right, let's go to the real fun thing of the day.
Oh, jeez.
Chinese education stocks. If you're reading the tea leaves, if you zoom out to a long-term chart on any of them, there's a half dozen tickers. I'll name them right now. You could be talking about GOTU. The big one that we all know is probably TAL.
Yeah.
TAL is the big one. GOTU, by the way, is the former GSX. They rebranded.
Yeah.
So TAL, EDU is the other big one that we all know. There are a bunch of smaller ones too. One, like ONE is one. COE is another. YQ. Okay, so basically what's happening here is a report from Bloomberg that China is considering turning these companies into nonprofits. And with that comes several terms, essentially. Listed firms, like the ones I just named you, all these companies that are publicly listed, will no longer be allowed, per this report from Bloomberg, to invest in or acquire education companies teaching school subjects as long as that's the first part. Is listed firms will no longer be able to invest in or acquire other companies, and foreign capital is going to be barred from the sector. Essentially, if you're in these things and you're not out by now, I don't know what you're doing. You can pull up a long-term chart on any of them, frankly, as Joel just did. Look at the bottom right chart in the EDU right there. They all look like that, right? REDU, YQ, DAO, they all look the same. The game is over. The jig is up. This industry is dead. I'm sorry if you're in this stuff. These several of these stocks have been the subject of short reports over the years. The Chinese government is taking their ball and they're going home. And that's the end of that, frankly. So these are all probably going to get delisted here eventually.
I don't know what to say. They're going after their own companies.
Well, they're going after their own companies to exert. I mean, this is just a theory. I don't actually know
anything. Yeah, I'll let you do that.
But the implication, right, is that they're going to exert more control. And isn't that what it's all about, right? It's about control. Control of everything.
Control of education.
Control of education specifically. I mean, that's what these companies do. You know, I've never held these things. I've never invested in them.
Nope.
I've never traded them. But it's about control. And then someone in the chat is mentioning DD. Yeah, I mean, DD, like you would, like, they're in trouble for sure. I don't know if they're in, like, this much trouble, right?
That took out 11 yesterday. Holy mac, and now down in 9. Right.
But it goes back to the point of, like, right, and Johnny Oski's, I mean, Baba, yeah, like, they're all of China's down this morning. It goes back to the point we talked about from, like, a couple months ago when, no, this was, like, it may have been late last year when Jack Ma first, like, sort of went missing.
That was the tip of the iceberg.
Put that in quotes. In hindsight, you know, that, yeah, exactly right. Why would you want to own any of these? And, yeah, there are days when, like, you can see, like, buy the dip, like, happens, and China stocks, like, lead us higher. Like, the other week, we did a chat challenge, and the winner, and it was just pick what you think will be the best performing stock for the next week, and the winner picked Didi, right? Because, like, nothing goes straight down, right? So there are going to be times when these things are rip higher. But it just goes back to, why would you want to own any of these? Why would you even want to own the FXI? Forget the individual stocks. Why would you want to own FXI? Why would you want to own, like, a KWEB or even, like, an EEM, which is, like, a broad emerging market ETF that has a lot of China? I don't know how much China, but it's got a lot of China. I don't know. I would love to hear the thesis. I really would. I'm being genuine. I want someone to fight me on this. I just don't know why anybody would want to own anything here when we just saw what can happen. The Chinese government can snap their fingers and kill an industry if they want.
There's something here, like when they write the history books here in 10, 15, 20 years about the period and this move, there's going to be something. Move is a move that leads to another move.
So the other
side move is going to be, I have no idea.
The other side of the coin is John's like, look at Neo, and this isn't a huge overreaction. Obviously, the Chinese government is not going to kill every single industry. The EV industry is a whole separate animal. As I understand it, they're supporters, they're backers of Neo, right? So is this an overreaction in some stocks? Maybe, perhaps. But like, why even risk it, frankly? I don't know. And there's a good point from Andrew Garver. This is all off of a Bloomberg report, so we don't have actually anything official yet. This is all from Bloomberg. So take that for what it is. I owned K-Web for like 3 years, and
I wish it would have went up north this week instead of last week. I mean, this is
that's it. I don't know what else to say. I mean,
I don't even want to do technical analysis.
Okay, what about what ScarJo just said though? Why would I sell my BABA now at the lows? Let's talk about that for a second, Joel. So let's pull a BABA. Let's say you're in BABA. It's such a hard thing.
It's not at the low, first of all.
No, it's at the low of the last few months. But
The actual low.
The low of the year, right?
Yeah, it was 198.28. So okay. it's not at the low. I guess it's not a question of selling it. It's maybe just not buying it. I mean, if you're in it, you're in it. Maybe it's been in a range. The ranges keep coming lower and lower. Now, I think for BABA, what the thing is they have some investment in these companies, right? So I don't know how much of an investment they have in some of these education companies. So
incestuous. Basically, Tencent and BABA between them have investments in every company that we've heard of, I think. Right. And, it's a slight exaggeration, but not that slight. Whoever just said this in the chat. Yeah. James is like, you're right. I don't like selling. Frankly, I don't like to sell. It was a big deal for me to part with K-Web, but I did it. So I don't know. Like, there's going to be buy the dippers coming in here. There's going to be companies like Neo or not. There's going to be companies, potentially Neo, that are going to end up okay, right?
I looked at this Neo. I just brought that up. I mean, that's down at it's at your 2-day low at $197.
Yeah,
44. At least I have some reference here. So I like the support here. Let's see if we can hold 44. Doesn't quite look. I mean, we're right there right now. It doesn't hold 44. You got some more work to do on the downside. The next daily low comes in at 42.43. And I wish someone would have mentioned this a couple days ago, because I would have been all over the 47. Uh-huh. And the reason is you had three highs right here, right at 47, 4701, 682, 691. And then it gave you two more chances, and then you put in an exact double top there. So we should have brought that one up, even if you would have brought it to my attention yesterday. I would have talked about some. That's what I can see in Neo. I'm just going to have to pass on these other ones because, I mean, you can try and buy the dip, and it's just a report. But if you're buying the dip, what you basically are saying is, okay, Chinese government is not doing this, and they're not cracking down. And then the problem is when you get the counter to the news, there's just so many people stuck anyways. So. Man, this thing's went from 20 to 6.5, 20 down to 2. Carnage, man. Carnage.
Yeah, you know what, though? I mean, maybe, who is this in chat? Ho disparatile. I can't pronounce that. Be greedy when others are fearful. Yeah, the time to buy is when the blood is in the streets, even if the blood is your own. Maybe you're right. I don't know. All I know is I'm fearful, so I can't do it. I just can't do it. Yeah. And Joel can't either, and Dennis can't either. So Dennis already owns Baba, but the rest of us don't. So you know, let's do this. One in chat if you agree with us. Two in the chat if you were thinking, no, I'm gonna take a chance here on any of these stocks. I'm curious what the mood is out there. It's 8:31. Joel, you know what was not on my radar? Was Boston Beer Company.
Scam. Oh,
I had absolutely no idea that the earnings last year were as good as they were. So here are the numbers, right? Boston Beer reported earnings yesterday for last quarter. $4.75. Well, that was actually down from a year ago. I had no idea that was a thing. Down from $4.88 a year ago. Sales, which I think is probably a more indicative number here. Sales at $602 million versus $665 million a year ago. And the thing about it, like EPS is EPS can be input costs and could be inflation, whatever. Sales is sales. So if they're saying that sales is declining year over year, I guess I had no idea that last year was as good a year as it was for Sam. But I guess everybody was drinking last summer. I mean, it makes some sense.
Are you there, Mitch?
One drink did this. Run, Spencer. That's why you got to stay with the social trends, right? Twisted Tea is the culprit.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't admittedly missed out on like the seltzer. I don't like hard seltzer. I've missed that whole thing. So explain to us, Mitch, what is the culprit here?
So really, this went on a social run, the okay. Twisted Tea life, and it was really based off of a fight. I don't want to really go into that situation. You can look up the video yourself.
Okay.
Had to do with kind of a racial slur, so that's why I'm not going to get into it here. But that itself caused a massive demand and supply issue for Sam here because they couldn't even get Twisted Tea in the stores anymore. It would literally people were buying cases of this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't. Joel and I were not those people.
So. Nope. We might have not been those people.
Okay. So in any case, So here's a chart. It's down. Joel sort of speechless this morning looking at the chart. I had no idea that it was such a great year for Sam. I had no clue. I didn't realize it was over $1,000. To be honest with you, I didn't even know that. So
It's not even bouncing. Crazy. I mean, it's down $194, and it's like there's no sign of a bounce there. I mean, it's a thinly traded stock. It was up near 1,300. I mean, on these kind of situations, you know, you go to the monthlies, and you got to be thinking, maybe someday this will get back over 800. You had two monthly lows it's 757. Where are we at now? I guess that's where we're there right now. I mean, if you want to take a poke and you think all this, there you go. Two monthly lows. I mean, one's at 766.30 and the other one is at 756.57. I ain't shorting it down $192, but if you're buying it, I mean, look at this monthly candle here. There's nothing in here. And this is the first day of the carnage. So
yeah,
don't quote me on this, but it's opening into some monthly support. And I don't know I don't even know if anybody trades options on this thing. But, I'm just going to take a flyer on the 900 puts. Well, you're $145 in the money, folks. Figure out something to do with that. I don't have my options.
I should add to that. They gave some guidance. They gave some EPS guidance for the fiscal year, and they gave a range of $18 to $22 versus a $25 estimate. So a bit light, just a smidge light on the EPS guidance for the year. And a few people in the chat saying, "Yeah, my buddy." Someone just said, Hack said his buddy bought Twisted Tea because of that fight that Mitch mentioned that I didn't even know about this until an hour ago.
So, you're going to have to look it up, Spencer. I'm sure you'll look it up afterwards. Quick rant here. Yeah. I've been to the Samuel Adams factory. I saw the guy with the beard making beer. And that's what really made me a Samuel Adams fan for life. Is that it wasn't a joke. The commercials don't lie.
Yeah.
That guy with that master beard really is making my beer.
I will say that the Sam Adams Summer Ale is one of my favorite beers.
I like Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest is a good one.
I mean, they do. And I know, Mitch, you're in Colorado, so I don't know how much Coors you drink, but I'm not a fan. But Sam Adams, I am a fan of.
Don't worry, they left Colorado. I'm not a fan anymore.
They did? Oh, I had no idea. They always advertise that they're from the Rockies. So
I don't even want to go there.
Okay.
Before this is going to do, it's not going to do anyone any good at all. But you had a good seller in there for the last 6-7 days in a row. Someone wanted out of the report. I don't know how close all those highs are together, but you get a stock at the low of the move. You got a bunch of, it's not as tight as I thought because it was a four-digit stock. But let's see what happens. So
the one sympathy, speaking of Coors, is Tap, which is down a little bit this morning.
Yeah. I guess beer is out. This is not good. It's not good for Budweiser. What's up? What's Constellation Brands doing off this? Actually, Budweiser's.
If you're down, offer down.
Now I see it up. Constellation's brand down. Oh, danger on this Constellation Brands here. This 220 level's been monthly support going back 4 months. Looks like we're breaking that. So important for Constellation Brands to get back hold 220. They're a little bit more diversified though.
Yes, they're. I mean, they're also a weed play. So
are you bringing that up as a positive or a negative?
I'm just neither. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, CGC.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. You have a stock like that in your portfolio, you see the market up, you're thinking, I'm probably gonna have a good day, and then you look at it. So boy, oh boy. We'll see what happens and we'll see. I mean, at least if you're thinking about it, see what happens today, maybe. Put a couple lows in at the same area, but that's the other thing about owning these high priced stocks. When these kind of things happen, it doesn't take, what's the volume on Sam this morning? It doesn't take a whole much to slam Sam, right? 20, that's on 20,000 shares. What did it trade yesterday? I bet you it doesn't trade a lot. We traded 500,000. You had a big volume day yesterday, so people are active ahead of the report. The sellers are happy. The buyers are not.
All right. No one's buying beer because they're all probably too busy buying new shoes. Skechers had earnings last night. SKX. That's right. That's where we're going next. 88 cents is what they made per share last quarter. Up huge year over year. Sales beat the estimate. They gave strong guidance. They guided the fiscal year sales in low $6 billion range versus a high $5 billion estimate. Q3 guidance came in higher as well. Good numbers across the board for SKX, and it stock is up this morning.
That ever split? Did that split or not? For some reason, I don't know. I don't think it did. Nice move. At least a new all-time high, according to this chart. This looks a little different than some of the other pre-market charts. You've hit 56. And now you backed off to 53.62. So profit taking in there on the big move up. So I think you have to find an intermediate level ahead of that pre-market high at 56. At least on the 15-minute chart here, there's been a step-down seller since it hit 56. So keep an eye on the open right now. Even though it's up 212, it has some momentum to the downside, at least in my opinion. So I'm going to hop over there, and Spencer, I'll see you at 3:30. Hopefully, the market will be a little bit more tame then.
Tired of getting left behind on winning trades? Join Benzinga's free masterclass on July 24th to learn how to spot breakout trades before they skyrocket. Featuring live interactive lessons on how to trade meme stocks, read charts, identify trends, and so much more. To register for free, go to events.benzinga.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.